You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Henday built. Joins us now, Tom, are you a card player?
No, not really. I used to play poker, Greg's, but not anymore, man. I think the only game I really play is during Christmas and stuff, whenever we have family get-togethers. I think it's called Mexican Train, and it's like,
oh, yes.
It's like a dice game. I really enjoy that one. There's some strategy. It's fun. There's some good chirps at the Gazzola household when we get that going.
All right. But so now, no board games at the Gazzola household, or are you a board game family?
No, not really. Not really. I think we had Monopoly. That was a thing we tried for a while, but those games just drag on.
They can't drag on.
Yeah, they just drag on. And you know what's funny is the players, I know you talked to McDavid and you were able to talk about like the card games and stuff like that. Like I remember on the charter, some of the card games in the back with the players would get super intense, like super intense. Like they take it seriously, man, very seriously.
Oh, for sure. Just listen to McDavid talk about Super Talk. He was pretty passionate about it. Him and Devin Shore battling against Nugent Hopkins and Hyman on a fairly regular basis. So I like it. Also found out that he was a good long-distance runner in his youth. Okay. Not anymore, though. Prefers more of a sprinting. Did you know, though, that Oscar Klefbom was quite the sprinter?
I would never have guessed that. Although Oscar was, I'm sure he still is. He's quite fit. And, I mean, these guys, they're some of the best athletes in the world. But I had no idea that he had the explosive power of a sprinter, that Oscar Klefbom. Great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, McDavid said he was a fantastic athlete, so... well, I guess that's why you get all your abs doing something if you're Klefbom, right? Got to do something.
Great abs.
Now, Holloway was on the fourth line of practice today with Shore and Ryan.
Yep.
And they don't have 13 healthy forwards yet because Yamamoto, well, he's on the roster, isn't healthy. He didn't skate again today. But Tyler Benson's out there. Tyler Benson's been skating with the team for a week. I wonder when Yamamoto and Benson are healthy, if that's when we see Holloway go down.
Could be. I mean, it's now just a matter of logistics. And Benson did look good at practice today, Greg. I know we were watching and he was moving well. He's trying to get his timing back, and there's an option that I think, you know, somewhat of a forgotten option to be one of those guys that could play 5 to 10 minutes and give you some steady ones. And I know he doesn't bring a ton offensively, but he certainly had more than a cup of coffee with the Oilers last year. So that might be the stopgap for the time being, because you're right. You know, we're kind of at that point with Dylan Holloway. He's averaging just around 7.55 time on ice per game. He's getting just over 11 shifts, and you want him playing and feeling good and contributing and making plays without you know, them coming back to bite him in the rear end and the team for that matter, and he's had those. So that could be it, and I know that Jay Woodcroft gave the update on Yamamoto, said he was just day-to-day. That's the official update from the team, but we'll see how that progresses as we go into tomorrow's game. But it is, again, a really light week for this team with the game tomorrow night and then the other one on Saturday night.
Yeah, I look at Benson, and I think he's very close. Yamamoto, yeah, I was told on Monday he was day-to-day. I tweeted that out. And so, you know what, they didn't expect him to skate today or play on Wednesday. But, they got two more practices Thursday, Friday. So, you know, if he's on the ice Thursday, then there's a chance he could play on Saturday is what I was told. So we'll kind of take it from there. But, yeah, Benson looks like he's very close to being activated. And Benson had a really good training camp in preseason, right? And he has evolved his game into being kind of an energetic pest type of player. Like, I think he recognized, you know what, I'm not going to be a top six player in the NHL.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of guys can be. So if you want to play, you know, you've got to bring something else. And I give him a lot of credit. You know, he worked at it. You know, the guy obviously has some hands. He's been a productive player at every other level, right, including the AHL. So I think when he's healthy, I'm not sold that they sent him directly to the minors. Now, I'm curious if they could send him, because he was on LTI, they can send him on the conditioning stint, right? So that's something that they could do if they wanted.
Yeah. And just for Tyler Benson too, Greggs, if he gets back in, I mean, last year, obviously, things didn't go the way he wanted when he got sent down. And the Oilers picked up some guys. Derek Brassard comes in at the, you know, the deadline, and there's some depth there. And he's probably a guy, and you talk to him. I know you've talked to him. You get to know him over the years. I've talked to him over the years. Like, you get the sense that he's hungry. He has something to prove. He wants to go about doing it the right way. But I wouldn't blame him if he had a bit of a chip on his shoulder to say, you know what, I can do it. I'm still here. I'm more than capable. I'm better than an AHL player. And this may be the window for him, and I think that would motivate him. And if he could do something that Jay Woodcroft talked about for the team in general, and that's focus on the attention to details and be a guy that you know, plays a pretty tight game where there aren't a lot of mistakes. He's always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, getting pucks out off the wall if you were to get into games, getting pucks in deep, not turning it over at the blue end. If he could be one of those guys that just plays the right way, doesn't make the mistakes that this team has been prone to make throughout the course of the first month and a bit of the season, that could be his opportunity to get in on a semi-regular basis. And this is a team that kind of needs that. So we'll see where this story goes, but it's interesting to see and good to see that he's healed up, because I thought for sure he would maybe have been out longer term when he was walking around with that big brace on his knee.
Yeah, what did they say? I thought it was 4 to 6 weeks at the time, and that's pretty much it's kind of where we're at right now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where that goes. Tom Gazzola joins us, Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. You know, Tyson Barry had a little bit of a slow start to the season, but he's played quite well, and him and Nurse were paired up again today. And, you know, CeCe, anyway, in practice, well, it looks like he'll be on the third pair, and Bouchard and Kulak were running together as a second pair. What do you make of that?
Probably trying to get some consistency in their own zone. I'm guessing that's what Dave Manson and Jay Woodcroft are trying to get after, and they're scrambling things around, mixing it up, seeing if they can find something. Now with Barry, it's interesting because on the post game shows this year, especially after the losses, Greg, nobody's been talking about him. I know at times over the last couple of seasons, everybody's been ripping him for his defensive play, and that's been pretty quiet so far this year, and that might be an indicator as to where the Oilers are at in their own zone, where this defense is at when Tyson Barry is having one of the more sound starts to the season in the Oilers' zone. So he generally shouldn't be one of their best defensive defensemen, but it's kind of indicative of where we're at with this team. They've been so sloppy in their own end. Yes, a good chunk of the blame goes on the defense. Yes, a good chunk of the blame goes on the goaltending at times, Jack Campbell and his struggles, absolutely. But I also think that the forwards are getting let off the hook a little bit too much, because I don't know how many times, Greg, there's been a boneheaded play on the wall trying to get the puck out, a bad turnover at the blue line off a stick of one of the forwards after they get a good outlet pass. So mixing up the pairs, if they can find something there, a little bit of consistency, a little bit sharper. I know that the defensemen, a lot of them, you know, I'm pretty sure all of them are guilty of not picking up checks in front of the net that have led to goals. I think it's a whole team thing in their own zone, just sloppy all around. So maybe if they switch up the pairs, it gets guys to sharpen up a little bit, and maybe it leads to better results in their own zone, because that's been one consistency all year, Greg's, is just bad play in their end when they're in there.
Yeah, well, and the thing was, though, you know, Nurse and Barry were together some, and then Barry and Nurse and CeCe were together, so I wonder if we'll see him switch at times. Like, Barry didn't play with Nurse last game, so that's why it kind of caught me off guard today at practice. But, you know, Nurse and CeCe, I still think ultimately that's going to be the pairing, but yeah. I was kind of surprised that they had them kind of mixed in, because usually they don't do that in practice, right? Usually
no.
You kind of stick with those guys. You know, Barry's obviously coming off, you know, out, like the offensive is nice, but actually I think Barry's game the last 10 games has been pretty solid.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's getting rewarded. A couple of nice shots the other night and her day in Florida. And, you know, and we've been reminded too of Evan Bouchard still being a young defenseman. He's taken a lot of heat from some listeners and fans of the team. And that's one that you have to acknowledge and go, okay, but keep in mind, you know, he's still very young and in the early parts of his career, he's got to figure it out. Kulak, I think, has been steady, but he's had some rough moments, absolutely. And, you know, they need that offense from Tyson Berry. And it would be nice to see the other defensemen chip in as well. I know Nurse has had some good moments offensively, but, you know, every now and then, if you get something from CeCe, you get something from Kulak, maybe Markus Niemelainen, as his confidence continues to grow, as he continues to develop, can find a way to chip in offensively too. I think that would help. Again, this is a team, though, that doesn't need a lot of help scoring, but when you have it coming from the back end, it goes a long way too.
Tommy, always good to catch up with you. Have yourself a great day, and we will chat with you. Add to me.
Add to me, Greg.